The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah calling from, well, I am a resident of St. Petersburg, Florida, but now we are on the water, out at sea, and let me see if I can give you the happiness of where we are. Well, we'll come back to that. And we are celebrating the 10-year existence of American Muslim 360 broadcast and 6 years of Community-Wide Shura Conference. And Community-Wide Shura Conference is the parent body of American Muslim 360. And American Muslim 360 is one of the intelligence, the primary intelligentsia right now. And of course, you know, we have the Model Community National Resource Directory, the think tank, internship, National Leadership Advisory Council, scholarship, and more. And of course, don't forget about the bookstore, where many authors have their books presented. You go to cwsc.us on your website. On the web, you will see all of the intelligentsia, the information about them, and, of course, the authors and the hosts, all of the hosts, past and present, of American Muslim 360 broadcast. Our events that have taken place in the last few days, today is Friday, Jumu'ah, say Jumu'ah Mubarak, as we're entering now into Yom El-Sef, the seventh day of the week. And that brings us to be in remembrance of all that we have encountered through the week. So we pray that you have had a joyful time, and we pray that you're being in the way of receiving the blessings and you acknowledging it. All right? We understand that we all have some experiences that are difficult for us, but nonetheless, there's always a better and brighter process coming to us in the near future. And whatever that time is, it could be tomorrow, it could be the next day, whatever time it is, we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to start with reading Quran, as we often want to, and we're thankful for that. We're aboard Paradise. We, meaning the representatives of Community Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 broadcast, we're truly having a special time here. We just finished with the Learning Lab, Mark Shaheed, speaking to the group about marriage, courtship and marriage, and in general, the relationship of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his wives, and the demeanor that everyone has to have when thinking of marriage. But first, having self in the right disposition. Latifa Hamid also presented. And you know you hear her presentation every Tuesday evening following Eid and Munira Habil from Courtship and Marriage, 2 hours from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Latifa comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Powerful Choices Now. All right, let's go to Quran. And tonight we're going to read from the Noble Signs of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Yom El Namo, and Yom El, excuse me, Surat El Namo. We would probably call it the ant, right? Surat El Namo. Well, let's see, we're a little slow on getting our reception here, but it's going to go. Going to go. Bear with me. All right. All right. Going here. Hold on one moment. See? Well, what has happened here is we have dropped off the line. You can probably still hear me. But as far as the website, nope, I've dropped off. Okay, no, I'm still present. All right. Praise be to Allah. I pray I'm coming through clear, and at some point I'll be able to get back on the website and to be able to present. And I'll just briefly say, with Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words are always how it rests with our heart, what we are seeking for, and then what we're seeking, asking, making a quest, and then what we strive for after making that quest is very important. And at some given point in time, we'll be able to return and share with you from Yom El. I'm just determined to say Yom, right? The day. But it is definitely Surah, a journey, number one, and the journey of the ant. And what is referenced about the ant, you know, and that's the focus I wanted to have. This is community developmental stages. And when we see the ant, we see the collectiveness of the ant. We see the operational process of the ant. Now, I'm taking the ant literally, the insect itself. When we see the holes in the sand and the tunneling that they do, the piling up of the sand to make their home, and there's no reference sign of distress. Every ant, as tiny as it is carrying its load. And when it meets some of the ants, we have the different category of ants, like an army ant, and those ones, we see them butt heads with one another. We see the little ants butting heads. And we say butting heads, I say butting heads, but they're really, it's like acknowledging each other, right? But now when we look at the word itself, Surato Namo, that's the Nun, the Meme, and the Lamb. And we know that, as we've referenced before, it is all about the intelligentsia. And to have an intelligentsia, you have to have information. And when we have information, it has to be information that can be communicated, and the reason for the communication, the importance of the communication, why, what is being referenced, what is being communicated, what is being relayed, what's the overall purpose. And that is how the Community-Wide Sure Conference is functioning. Having a purpose, knowing that the group intellect is important, and that group intellect is like the ant, collecting data for a purpose, making sure the data is distributed, making sure for also that everyone is important in the processing of the data. Everyone has their entrance point, their point of, in other words, their point of importance. That everyone's contribution is important. And that's what we're referencing here on the ship. We're at sea. We're literally walking the sea, right? We're walking the waters. And in this reference would be our moral light. We have a moral code, a moral light that is a compass for us. And that guidance is from Quran. And so all of our connections tonight, today, yesterday, and the day before, all for the purpose of making sure that the Community-Wide Sure Conference is made of intellect. We cannot convey that enough. So for those who were not able to attend, and look, we're about 50 strong, and it is very pronounced here on the ship. We're very pronounced. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been opening doors, allowing us to make our connections, be unified, show the unity, and to be very cordial amongst all of those who are already in a cordial position, those who are helping the staff here on the ship. We're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that has transpired. Absolutely nothing has gone as lacking a reward. Everything that we've gone through has been very important and has been very rewarding. Our connection is not with us here, but we're going to reference, remember, the St. Louis, Missouri marriage, the marriage conference and coming up for the entire family, and having events for information directed to those who are single, those who are married, those who are young and unable to marry right now, speaking of the children. So the conference will be a family-oriented conference, and that will be on March 20th through the 22nd, 2020. All right? So you can go connect with AM360 and get the information later in reference to the March 22nd conference in St. Louis, Missouri. As our dear, and we did see Precious Aziz, Princess Aziz, excuse me. And here, that's from St. Louis, and we didn't see Mukmin, I think it's Rashida. But anyway, this is the Imam Mukmin there in St. Louis, Missouri. But we know that they're going to be wanting to see everyone there in St. Louis for the marriage conference, the sacred bond of marriage. We know that tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Imam Kareem Hamid comes forth with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. That's from 7 to 10 a.m. Following that, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., is Imam Lacey Umar Phillips as he presents Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And yes, we intend to be present, to hear, and to be a participant with Imam Kareem Hamid's presentation as he plays the lecture of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahim Allah Huley. And we, the students, we participate by putting it in our own words, what we gather from what the Imam shared, and what is it, how is it going to help us, and how is it helping us? How are we using it in our daily lives? And we share it with the rest of the students, and it's quite an honor to be in that class. 3 hours. And then preparing to make it in the land of plenty, yes, we gain so much from Imam Delacy Puma Phillips. Following that, in the evening, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., our dear sister, Defrisa Hadi, comes with Focus, Al-Islam in Focus. Al-Islam in Focus, from 8 to 10 p.m., Defrisa Hadi. She's the director of the Model Community National. Now, we do have Imam Nazim Pasha here on the cruise, and he wants everyone to know that he's going to miss being on in the host seat on Sunday morning. So he will not be presenting from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. He will not be presenting live financial literacy, all right, and Al-Islam-based conversations. So look forward to his presence next week, inshallah, which will be, March 14th? Sunday will be March 14th, inshallah. All right. A dear listening audience, as it is, we're on the sea, we're experiencing difficulty on getting our connection. So we're not going to stay on. And if I'm able to bring forth a lecture, I will share that with you, all right? Now, before I go off, though, the events that were held in Tampa, Florida, acknowledging the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association and the Church of Scientology, hosting the meet and greet time, it was quite a lovely experience. For those who came in early from other states, experiencing the uniqueness of the Tampa Bay area, and the hosting with Reverend Martha Filson. And let me read to you what Martha Filson shared with us after the hosting. And Filson shared, "Dear Martha, I'm sending this via you for your community on the cruise. All my fellows at the Church of Scientology of Tampa were very happy to have you as our guest and feel honored that you chose us to be your host. It was enlightening for us to hear each speaker. We learned a lot. We learned a lot about the joy and dedication of your leaders. It is always exciting to connect with others who are active in working toward a better world by helping individuals. I hope you are having a wonderful and fruitful time. Much love, Martha Stilson, Reverend, Church of Scientology of Tampa." That, your listening audience, goes to us present, but to you also. And we sent back that we love her, and she says, "And you, more informally, totally awesome event. So excited about what we can do in the future. Do you need anything on this end?" So that shows that we have gained a partner, and we'll be learning more about the partnership and making that happen with the Church of Scientology group of Tampa with our outreach component. That is quite a blessing. We also gained and will be processing the partnership with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, the partnership with the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and the partnership, inshallah, with Open That's the Open Partnership Educational Network of University of South Florida, inshallah. So there is so, so much that can be done. And this is the essence of what Thomas Abdul Salam, as we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him and the vision that Allah placed in his heart, on his heart and in his mind, and him having the understanding that it is greater than one person, it is the group. And it is not for just now, we're thankful. And Dr. Aisha Kareem has been very, very, very much a participant in the activities here. Everyone, we have just been having such beautiful. For myself, it's just been a relaxed and calming and reassuring experience. Because, you know, as I stated, we come all from different states. And it's to know that this can happen. And then the coordination of it. The coordination didn't just happen overnight. It has been a year long of getting everything in order. But, you know, until you're actually in place and seeing the execution of everything, it is on paper. It is in our heart and mind. Voila, here we are. With the total expression of community-wide Shura and the group intellect. So that was the Wednesday activity. As we left, we will be sharing on the website, yes, the Metropolitan Ministry, where we went and we joined in. We didn't go just to stand around. We did work. We did work, and we have pictures to prove it, helping to serve the hungry, those who came. And then not just serving, showing that we were washing the dishes. Yes, don't be surprised. The Metropolitan Ministries, we're looking forward to connecting with them as well as their outreach help that they are doing with the community. We're all in this together. So it was a very, very wonderful time. And ending it at Z-Code, the Muslims there who have that particular restaurant there in Tampa, they were quite honored to have us present as well. So that was the layout for Wednesday, the pre-cruise activity. Now, we'll share with you, yes, as we boarded the ship here, there in Tampa, right, and all of the experiences that were had there in Tampa and boarding the ship, you know, we take everything in stride. Because once we got on the ship and once we connected for Salat and we connected for our dinner time, just enjoying the moment and going to the library and making salat and then rising early this morning, al-Fajr, making salat and having the offering of information from Imam Nazim Pasha. Oh, beautiful, beautiful sharing. You'll hear more about that. And the offering of Mark Shaheed on Thursday evening. You'll hear more about that. And everyone getting a chance to introduce themselves and actually add on to it that whether they're married or not, whether we are married or not, right? It was a beautiful experience meeting Henry Hasid and his wife, Joy, meeting the Akram, who almost we thought weren't going to make it on the ship. But yet they made it here within 5 minutes before the 3 p.m. shutoff time to get on the ship. I mean to tell you. And then seeing Mark Shaheed and his wife, Linda, seeing them in person, yes, we got to see the Mark Shaheed and, like we say, Imam Nazim Pasha, and none other than Kareem Hassan and his wife, Yes. Oh, wow. It was exciting. And many more out from Atlanta, Ka'an Shakir, and Latifa Hameen and her husband, getting them from the airport as they had to, at one of the airports. Oh, yes, we need to tell you, the difficulties were quite rewarding. Us having to give up some of the things that we purchased, thinking we could have them on the ship, as we thought, as long as they weren't open containers, that we can bring them on. No. Many valuable items we had to leave behind because they were not accepted on the ship. So, nonetheless, Allah is still, Allah is the greater, and nothing that we have experienced has taken the place of us knowing that, keeping the faith, understanding that Allah gives. Nothing that can be taken away from us cannot be gained again. So, inshallah, that's going to stay with us. All right, let's see if we have computation yet, the connection yet with the internet. Let's see. I'd like to hear from you, so we'll pray that we have a connection. Sir, I'm sure that you probably have questions. I'm working on bringing it in. But, you know, as we are on the water, well, no, it says. See here. Okay, no problem. All right. All right. Okay. Well, not to have too much silence here, we're going to go on and end this. I'm speaking very slowly because I'm hoping that the connection, as the ship is moving. Yes, everyone, we have been wobbling on this ship. And it's been a balancing trick as we walk down the aisles, and we're all on different levels of the ship. There's like 14 enamel. Oh, that's that one. Well, I know that at least we're going to be able to read from Surah An-Naml, everyone. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here. Now, listen to this. Letter U, 188. That's C. And now, this doesn't mean anything to you, right? But as we go through the ship, alhamdulillah. All right, alhamdulillah. All right, but we're... And Dr. Aisha is on level 4, and we're on level 6, and there's we're different levels here, but it goes up to 14. The higher up you go on the deck as far as walking and enjoying the different decks, seeing the waters and all, you get more stable. Your footing gets more. So I'm going to read, inshallah, from Surah An-Naml. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's see, and we want to get Yusuf Ali. Let's go here. One moment. Let's see. All right. All right. Okay. That's not giving the English. So let me go here. Just one moment, everyone. I'm standing at a position to where I'm trying to keep my footing as I feel the wobbling of the waters. One moment, we'll be to it in just a moment. Okay. Go back. All righty. Nope, we kind of got off the line. So, all right, and you perhaps you can go to Quran for the rendering. All right, the use of Ali rendering. And so just hearing the Quran. A'udhu billahi rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tawseen. Tilka ayatul Qur'ani wa kitabin mubini huda wa bushra lil mu'minin. Alina yaqimuna salata wa yuqimuna ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون صدق الله العظيم. So you go to that, you'll see where we read from 1 through 4 of Surah An-Naml. The base foundation of that is to have faith, to believe. You hear the yu'minun, and we know the amana is faith. And that's more so that what we want to stress, that being out on this water, looking around, seeing that there's nothing else, maybe another ship in a long distance, and created these waters, is nothing in comparison to the water if the water. Oh, right? Nothing can stop that. But we're trusting that we will reach land. We're trusting that we will get off the ship. And we're trusting that we will get back on the ship and cross the waters again. But you know what is more humbling, has been more humbling, and definitely today, the khutbah from Imam Talib from the Nation's Mosque, as he delivered the khutbah today, referencing the destiny and the importance of understanding that we are not here just to be living for ourselves and to see our physical selves and be glorifying ourselves. We're here because of a destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala long had in the being for us to be here. Even with the treacherous happenings that occurred to any people, but especially to those who were forcefully the waters. And as the planning of those plans years and years and years ago, causing pain to many, 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 many families, not having any heart about taking families' heart, all for their selfish gain. But Allah understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be raised, Allah will be worshipped, Allah will be the higher of all when it comes to submitting our will, that it will be to the will of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything, and nothing goes unnoticed. And so as it will be, the prayers that we connected with today, the prayers that we made, the Jummah, the congregational prayer, was as though we were bonding with those who came forcefully, having the liberty of freely standing and praying, straightening. We became the freedom of those of yesterday. And that brought, it was chilling, it was tearing, and everyone, I'm sure, felt that. So, alhamdulillah, the praise is due to Almighty God. We're thankful for this experience and pray it will never be the last. And I'm sure those who take on the task away from here will take it on greater and definitely build upon what has been established. The community-wide Shura Conference and its, all of its intelligence, and especially the American Muslim 360 broadcast. We're so thankful for you as listeners. We're thankful for you as volunteers. And we look forward to being back in place and continuing on with the work. We have not stopped the work. We cannot stop now. Alhamdulillah. We definitely cannot stop now. But we're going to stop now with our words, because we're not going to just continue to and not have total connection. We pray that you're hearing us okay. But as our movement is interfering with our connection. Thank you once again, dear listening audience. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I'm thankful for my dear friend, Imani Akil. He is a dear, dear, dear friend. If you have a friend, please, by all means, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. That is there. I mean, there as Allah knows. Allah knows. We cannot measure the sincerity of true friendship. Assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience. Love you much.